The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told this parable to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner going out at daybreak to hire workers for his vineyard. He made an agreement with the workers for 1 denarius a day and sent them to his vineyard. Going out at about the 3rd hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said to them, "You go to my vineyard too, and I'll give you a fair wage." So they went. At about the 6th hour, and again about the 9th hour, they went out and did the same. Then about the 11th hour, he went out and found more men standing round. And he said to them, "Why have you been standing here idle all day?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You go into my vineyard too." In the evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his bailiff, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, starting with the last arrivals and ending with the first." So those who were hired at about the 11th hour came forward and received 1 denarius each. When the first came, they expected to get more, but they too received 1 denarius each. They took it but grumbled at the landowner. The man who came last, they said, "Have done only 1 hour, and you have treated them the same as us, though we have done a heavy day's work in all the heat. He answered one of them and said, "My friend, I am not being unjust to you. Did we not agree on 1 denarius? Take your earnings and go. I choose to pay the last comer as much as I pay you. Have I no right to do what I like with my own? Why be envious because I'm generous? Thus, the last will be first and the first last." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear friends, today we celebrate the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Liturgical Year A, in the year 2020. And the readings today tell us that the Lord is just. But much more importantly, the reading also tells us that the Lord is not only just, but the Lord is also generous, gracious, merciful, forgiving, kind, full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love, good to all, compassionate to all His creatures, not only to human beings, compassionate to all His creatures. Creatures on land, in the sea, in the air. Compassionate to all the different species in His biodiversified creation. The Gospel today tells us that the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out to hire laborers for his vineyard. Some he hired at 6 a.m., some 9 a.m., some 12 noon, some 3 p.m., but others at 5 p.m. And they all agreed that they received one day's wage, that is one denarius. So when it came to paying time, the landowner paid the last comers first, those who came at 5 p.m. and worked for only 1 hour, 5 to 6 p.m. under the evening sun, no hot sun. And he paid them a day's wage, one denarius. And coming to the first comers, he also paid them one denarius each. And so the first comers complained, "We work for 12 hours, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. under the hot sun. And the latecomers work only 1 hour, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., no hot sun, only evening sun. How can you pay us the same amount?" But the landowner replied, "I am not being unjust to you. I am just because I pay you a day's wage. And in fact, we all agreed that you receive one denarius, a day's wage. So take your payment and go. Take your payment and go. I choose to pay the last comer as much as I pay you. Have I no right to use my money the way I like? Are you jealous? Are you envious? Because I'm generous." That's the point. God is generous. So very clearly the gospel today tells us God is not only just, but God is also generous, gracious, and merciful. How is God merciful? Don't forget, the last comers who worked only 1 hour, they were unemployed. No job, no work, no salary, no money to buy food for their children. They were unemployed. No job, no work, no salary, no money to buy food for their children. So the landowner was merciful, gave them a job, a salary, money to buy food for the children. And that is why I said the gospel tells us God is not only just, but generous, gracious, and merciful. The gospel ends by telling us, thus the last will be first, and the first last. The last, that is the Gentile, the non-Jew, the pagan, the sinners, they are the last to be called, but they will be the first to enter the kingdom of God. The first are the Jews, first to be called, but they will be the last to enter the kingdom of God. Again, to understand this conclusion, again, we must know that God is merciful. That's why St. Paul tells us about God's merciful plan of salvation. God's merciful plan of salvation. St. Paul tells us that in God's merciful plan of salvation, the good news was first proclaimed to the Jews, but the Jews rejected it. So the good news was proclaimed to the Gentile, the non-Jews, the pagan, the sinners like you and me. And the pagans accepted it, accepted the good news, and they received the mercy of God. So when the Jews saw that the pagans accepted good news and received the mercy of God, they got jealous, envious. So they also believed in the good news. They also accepted the good news, and they also received the mercy of God. So, Jews and Gentiles both received the mercy of God. All humankind receive the mercy of God. And that's why St. Paul concludes by saying, God imprisoned all men in their own disobedience only to show mercy to all mankind. This is God's merciful plan of salvation. So again, this you can read, by the way, in the second reading of the 20th Sunday of the year, liturgical year A. That is 5 Sundays ago. Second reading, Romans chapter 11, verses 13 to 15 and 29 to 32. Romans chapter 11, verses 13 to 15 and 29 to 32. Second reading of the 20th Sunday of the year A, that is 5 Sundays ago. You have to read that. God is merciful. God's merciful plan of salvation saved all humankind, Jews as well as Gentiles. And again, I repeat, the gospel tells us God is not only just, but God is also generous, gracious, and merciful. The first reading follows the theme of the gospel. The first reading tells us that God is also forgiving. The first reading tells the sinners to repent, to change their ways, because God is forgiving. The first reading tells us that God's ways, God's thoughts, are not man's thoughts or man's ways. Just as the heavens are high above the earth, the thoughts of God, the ways of God are high above the thoughts of man and the ways of man, as heaven is high above the earth. Man thinks about justice. Man's ways are justice. But God's ways are forgiveness. God's ways are forgiveness. And this is very important. I quote again my favorite quote that you heard many, many times from Pope St. John Paul II. He said this in the year 2002. That was just a few months after September 11 in the year 2001. So on New Year's Day, 2002, the Pope gave a New Year's Day message on World Day of Peace. So the theme of his message was this. You have heard many, many times, because that is my favorite quote. There can be no peace without justice, but there can be no justice without forgiveness. Meaning to say, if there is no forgiveness, justice becomes hate, anger, revenge. Peace becomes war, violence, killing. But if there is forgiveness, there is no anger, no revenge, no hatred. Then there will be justice and peace. No war, no killing, no violence. Again, it's worth remembering this quote. There can be no peace without justice, but there can be no justice without forgiveness. How did God save the world? God saved the world through forgiveness. You and I can also save the world through forgiveness. The responsorial psalm follows the theme of the first reading. The responsorial psalm has got 3 stanzas. The first stanza asks us to praise God. The second stanza tells us that we praise God because He is kind full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love, good to all, compassionate to all his creatures. And the third stanza tells us, the third stanza, of course, is an echo of the second stanza. The third stanza tells us the Lord is just and loving. And more importantly, the third stanza tells us that the Lord is close to all who call Him, who call on Him from their hearts. And that is why just now you responded three times. The Lord is close to all who call Him. The Lord is close to all who call Him. Let us call upon the Lord with all our hearts. Ask Him to give us His kindness, His compassion, His slow to anger, His love, His goodness to all, His compassion to all His creatures. Ask Him to give us His justice and His love. In short, ask the Lord to give us His love, His mercy, His forgiveness and salvation, so that we can proclaim the good news of His love, mercy, forgiveness and salvation. The second reading does not follow the theme of the day. But the second reading has something very important to tell us. The second reading tells us that St. Paul was in prison. He was in prison. He was in a dilemma. He has to choose to die a martyr's death, to be with Jesus Christ in heaven forever, or to live to proclaim the good news to the Philippians. Although St. Paul preferred to die a martyr's death and to be with Jesus Christ in heaven forever, St. Paul chose to live and to proclaim the good news to the Philippians. So let us do what St. Paul did. Let us choose to live, to proclaim the good news to the world, to proclaim the good news of the Lord's love, mercy and forgiveness and salvation to the world. But we can never do this without the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, all we can do is to commit sin. And that is why, after the liturgy of the word, we always celebrate the liturgy of the Eucharist. Because in the liturgy of the Eucharist, we celebrate Christ's death and resurrection, eat His body and drink His blood. And the risen Lord will give us the Holy Spirit. In the power of the Holy Spirit, we will proclaim the good news of the Lord's love, mercy, forgiveness and salvation. In the power of the Holy Spirit, we will practice what we preach. And like Jesus Christ our Lord, we will love, we will show mercy, we will forgive, and we will save the world. Amen.